Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, we do a little thing called The List. Let's fire it up. The NBA Finals. All right, Cobb, I feel like we've done an adequate job discussing at least the basketball last night. I wanted to get your thoughts because we've been discussing for the last week here on the show. We're not huge fans of the presentation of the NBA Finals. And maybe there's some nostalgia attached to it, but like I don't think so. My biggest complaint is I don't feel like I'm watching the NBA Finals, and that has absolutely nothing to do with the Pacers and the Thunder. It just feels like it's another game on ESPN. I did feel like last night was a little better.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not had a problem with it. Like I told you last week, when Mike Breen is on the mic, it feels like a big game to me. And he's the redeeming force of that broadcast crew right now. Obviously, like Richard Jefferson and Doris Burke, people can say what they want to about them. I get it. Like they're still developing their chemistry together. But Breen to me is the consummate NBA broadcaster, the professional, the guy who you want on the call for the NBA Finals. And so long as he's there, man, like it feels like the finals to me. I think what makes it feel less like the finals, Jeffrey, is that there's no Steph Curry. There's no Luka Doncic. There's no Nikola Jokic or Giannis Antetokounmpo or LeBron James. And so that is what makes it feel less like the NBA Finals than the broadcast presentation to me, because if you had the exact same pre and post game, the exact same announcing crew, but it was the Celtics versus the Lakers, boy, I bet it would feel like the NBA Finals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's the teams involved more so than the presentation, because you know what? You can only broadcast the teams that they give you, right?
I'm with you on that. Day, I guess like
they ended up with the Pacers and the Thunder.
The things that like I don't even know if it's wistful, if it's nostalgia, or nostalgic for. It's like, to me, like the indicator of, it's not that complicated. Like the indicator of the big game is show me the pregame stuff. Like if you think about it in football, the number one takeaway for me, like if this is a big game, college or pro, if they show you the coin toss, that's a big game. Like, you know what I mean?
You want to see the anthem.
I want to see the anthem.
You want them to trick you into thinking that these guys care about the national anthem. You know what? That's actually, I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong from a presentation standpoint, but like, man, you and I have been to and covered enough games to understand that they, you know what, they do the national anthem before every single game. And if you think these guys are getting teary-eyed for the national anthem at the NBA Finals, they're not. They, when you count the preseason, 82 regular season games, 20 postseason games, they stand there and hear that anthem 100 times a year. And I'm not saying they're not patriotic and that they don't care about the anthem or whatever, but like, if you think that they're actually getting emotional or that means something to the players, like, it doesn't.
Like, no, I'm with you on that, but like, and yes, I've seen at this point, God knows how many introductions of the announcing the starting lineups. But like, to me, like what were kind of the indicators of, if you think about when you were watching the finals, like the difference was like they showed you the in-house, they showed you the in-house camera starting lineups. Like think about when we watched the Final Four, like we see the player introductions, and like they make it feel special. Like they have the special NCAA version of announcing of the teams. Like when you watch the World Series, like I feel like the only two times you'd see the whole starting lineup, so the whole team get announced, was the World Series and the All-Star game. Like there are things that make you feel like, okay, what was this like when I was a kid? It's like, oh, I get to actually see like the video presentation. Like I get to see what they do to announce their team. Like I feel like there are things that they could do that make you like, if we're even going
to
like get off.
You're saying you don't want five more minutes of Bob Myers and Stephen A yelling at each other. You know, you don't,
well,
that's
it's
not doing it for you.
I feel like it's 5 minutes of, it's like 5 minutes, three of which are Stephen A yelling, two of which are like Bob Myers acting like he doesn't know what a microphone is. Like it's almost like, I don't think they've gotten that mix right, but like I can kind of set that aside. Like, yes, I would probably enjoy more of, hey, we're at the half, tell us like what you saw, like give us a little bit more, but I can kind of set that aside. To me, it's more of just, it doesn't feel like they're doing anything to make this feel special. And yes, you can do what the NFL does, which is like go over the top. But like, don't tell me the NBA is not cognizant of this. We have those stupid freaking floors for the NBA tournament because they want us to, like, they want to trick us into this means more.
So next year, this is an honest question. When the Inside the NBA thing is being basically like co-opted by ESPN.
Yeah.
Are we going to have Shaq and Barkley and those guys and Ernie and Kenny, are they going to be the studio hosts like for the NBA finals?
So this is what I'm unclear about, because while they are licensing and they are going to air Inside the NBA, they're also not abandoning Countdown. They're not abandoning their NBA product, like their analysis. So like what I'm unclear is like, is Inside the NBA, because to my knowledge so far, they've not done the multicast yet, right? It's just always, it's the finals are on ABC, but they're not doing a Stephen A's World on ESPN2. I don't think they've done an additional broadcast.
Not from what I've seen.
To my knowledge, that is correct.
So
is that what we're going to get? Are they going to the plus?
Like what I was wondering is, are they going to do one crew? Like, so how they do the NFL draft, they have the college crew does one of the broadcasts. I think the college guys were on ABC this year, and the NFL people do ESPN's broadcast. And so I don't know if they're splitting it up, because the other thing is, I get it. They've paid a lot of people a lot of money, but like, can we just kind of acknowledge, like, you're sending Scott Van Pelt to all this? Like, why does Scott Van Pelt not have the same role that Greenberg does, where it's like having him host 98 different things? Because you know what ESPN's best post-game show is?
SportsCenter.
With Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what's interesting to me also is, what we love about Inside the NBA is oftentimes post-game, in that they have these long extended segments. It's not like, oh, well, we're going off the air at 11 or whatnot. Like they go until they decide that they're done. Are they just going to like abandon SportsCenter with SVP? Because like I can see where Scott's probably like, hey man, I do NFL, I do college, I'll do baseball. Like they can have the NBA. I can see where he would be deferential to that, but I'm not entirely clear on the mechanics of what this specific instance that we're talking about.
Well, it almost makes you wonder. You referenced earlier the comments from, or maybe, you know, we were talking about how Adam Silver yesterday basically says we're happy to be aligned with a network in ESPN that puts basketball first or whatever.
He was essentially
paraphrased shot at TNT.
Well, he was like, to paraphrase, or at least I should say, my interpretation of his comments were, ESPN's always going to be a more serious basketball product.
Which is, it almost makes you wonder, like, is he gaslighting them and like making them like look and be like, oh wow, like he's really expecting a lot from us. We need to step our game up. That's almost how it came across to me, because like he can't have really believed that if he's watched any of ESPN's.
It came across to me as shut up, because TNT is no longer a partner. So, and basically, to me, it kind of served a bunch of purposes. Number one, I find it hard to believe he actually believes that. But number two, it came across as wildly disingenuous. TNT is no longer in business with me. My biggest, the people that give me the most money are ESPN. I'm going to take up for them. When in reality, it's like, you know what ESPN broadcasts are always heavy on? ESPN. It's our personalities, our people. But it's not like we're sitting here and watching what was LeBron and JJ's show where they sipped wine and talked basketball, which
talked about the X's and O's.
Admittedly, was way too good. Like I hated that I liked. I was like, God, I don't want to like this, but it's very good.
Yeah, I don't know what it was called, but I know what you're talking about.
So like they're acting like it's like some type of basketball junkie or like this. It's the product for like four coaches by coaches or four ball knowers by ball knowers. Is like, it's like you can't believe that, right?
Like, well, here's the thing: like if you're paying all this money to basically license inside the NBA and get it on your airwaves next season, I feel like you have to have it for the finals. Like that's the prime event in the NBA. And if you don't have that talent available for the finals next year, then it feels like a bit of a wasted investment, because boy, it's going to be rough if all regular season long, you know, we're watching the old inside the NBA guys on ESPN, and then come finals, we you know, it's back to Stephen A. and Bob Myers. Like that's a rough look.
The problem though that I have is it's still unclear to me what the transaction is. I haven't seen anything that says they're paying for this. Because the story that I've always read was Jimmy Pitaro called up, I think it was Zaslav at Warner Brothers Discovery. Maybe he called up the head of TNT Sports and said, you've got a problem and I've got a problem. I can't figure out the studio show thing and you need games. You need inventory. Right. And so the deal that they cut at the time, at least what was reported, was Big 12 football and basketball inventory, which is not like high level, but it was games in that. And now what I can't figure out is, did they include the playoff game? Like we subsequently learned that TNT is going to get a semifinal, which they did not have this year.
Yeah, they're swapping a whole lot of assets for what are
correct
supposedly enemy networks.
And so my first thought was, because I've not seen anything that ESPN is paying TNT. I want to be very clear. That doesn't mean that they're not paying TNT, but I've not seen anything that says that, because TNT is still paying for inside the NBA because they have to honor those contracts. It almost seems to me like it was just like an exchange of inventory. Now, you could also make the argument, well, if ESPN is giving them a semifinal game, that's essentially like paying them $150 million.
Right.
Because that's about what that would be worth to them. Although it's also unclear to me, did ESPN sit there and go, because you and I have talked about this, the numbers for the college football playoff were good, but it wasn't like, holy cow, unbelievable. Like, this is move over NFL. Like, there's a new sheriff in town. It wasn't like that. They were good. So I'm very unclear if ESPN's actually paying, or if ESPN is essentially just agreeing to, we're not going to let this thing die.
Yeah, well, either way, I stand by the point of you got to have those guys. If they're going to be on your network, they got to be on during the finals. I mean, they are the voices of the NBA. I mean, they are. And you can rag on them and say they're old hats and they're too critical of this younger generation. But that's entertaining. Like, that's great content to have Barkley and Shaq and Kenny up there ragging on the softness of this generation. Like, that.
Well, and people also act like that they've never complimented anyone. And it's like, that's just simply not true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them coming after individual players like with a scalpel. You know, it's more critical of the style of play.
They seem to be pretty critical of Cat. I don't think that group's the biggest fans of Cat.
Yeah, that's probably warranted.
But like, yeah, to your point, it's like Cat to me seems like one of the more polarizing players in the league, period.
Yeah, soon to be coached by Taylor Jenkins, right?
So I want to get to that quickly, but there's another thing that I wanted to discuss, because along those same lines of, because I agree with you, if you're going to have them, you should use them. But won't we just get annoyed if it is like what we're seeing in the finals right now, which is it feels like half ends. Have they been doing the walk-off interview going to the break?
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I can't remember, because I know they've been doing like at the in-between quarters and whatnot, but I can't remember if they've been doing like the football coach stopping them on their way to the locker room. I can't remember if they've been doing the player, but it clearly like half ends, long commercial break. Feels like they come back and then like either Richard or Doris gives like a one thought analysis with some highlights underneath it. Then they go to another commercial. They come back and they go up to the desk up top, and then it feels like they do like 4 to 5 minutes, another super long commercial break. They come back, Breen like sets the stage for the second half, another commercial, then the half starts. Are you really just going to bring like Kenny and them for 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be better than what they're doing now.
Well, or is like in the end, they're doing pre and post.
Well, that's where they thrive. Like that's what you tune in for. It gets you into the game. It keeps you on the network after the game. I mean, halftime is halftime. You're going to be getting up, going to the bathroom, grabbing a drink, whatever you're doing. Pre and post is where it's at.
Yeah, and I would actually even argue more post. Like to me, like the big thing is post. But it's like that's what I don't know. If it's like are they going to move away from Van Pelt? Because I know Van Pelt was in. I know Van Pelt was in OKC. He was there last night too, right? I think they set up the little desk.
Yeah. They were showing him. It was funny. They were like cutting to him, panning to him, like in the second half of that game. But they were using footage from like before the game.
Yeah.
So he's in an empty arena and they're acting like they're looking at a live
Scott Van Pelt's here.
Van Pelt. Yeah. I was like, well, this is weird. Why is there nobody in the arena? Man, you need to be an executive, Jeffrey. Like you need to be a media manager.
I don't think there's anyone that makes money that I think those people don't like hearing other ideas. I think they like running it the way they do, because we were discussing this yesterday with CJ Hurt, and I think what's actually happening is something that you and I can relate to as golf fans, which is when they got to like the last two TV deals, everyone that was like a financial analyst was like, they are overpaying for this. They're overpaying for this, and people couldn't figure out what CBS and what NBC were doing largely. And everyone were like, how are they going to make their money back? Well, the way that they made their money back was starting about 10 years ago, golf broadcast just started getting flooded with commercials to the point where it was aggravating to watch. Like it was just all commercials. I think something similar has probably happened, because there are financial experts. Like when we saw what the NBA's TV deal, tip of the cap, glad that they got their money. But there were plenty of smart analysts that said this is an overpay. And this is not just OutKick or people that have used the NBA as a proxy for a culture war. It's not that. There were financial analysts that were like, this is an overpay. They are clearly signaling, though, that they want to be a part of the NBA. Like, they view that there's value in that. I think their response is, to justify this payment, we are going to start flooding this thing with commercials. And think about even, like, during the last three games, we're now even doing the move of they go to the free throw line, and now this from Progressive. And, like, they'll do the split screen that we see in golf, like eye on the course or whatever. They'll do the split screen while they shoot the free throw, and they're getting money that way. And then I'm convinced that the biggest reason they're not showing us a ton of pregame is they would make this argument. If you want to see pregame stuff, pregame coverage, you can go see that on the app. We've got the shoot around cameras, which there's no commercials and you can watch live in real time and you can get the atmosphere. We're providing that service. But on the broadcast, they're treating it like this is more opportunity to go to commercial break. And
that's a great point. And anything they can do to build up the app is huge, because that's the future of it. Is going to be.
Well, I mean, they're
subscribing.
Look at how often they're showing us the DTC, the ESPN app commercial, like the new day and age of ESPN, where we just get the app on our phone again.
And I'll give it credit. Like, I've not been automatically signed out of my ESPN Plus account.
It's been like a while. It's been a while since I've tried to watch a random game on Plus and had to sign out, sign back in, restart my TV. Yeah, no, it's right.
It only happens about once every three or four times now, which is great.
Which is a drastic improvement.
What a joke.
All right, Taylor Jenkins. Okay, so I believe it was Sam Amick. I think Sam is at The Athletic. I know he was at USA Today. I believe Sam's now at The Athletic. Did he report it, George, or did he say it on a podcast?
I saw an actual column about it.
Okay,
it was on The Athletic.
It is
Amick.
It's on The Athletic, and the two names that the Knicks are focused on are Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins.
Boy, this thing took a nosedive quick, man. This is the NBA equivalent of the 2017 Tennessee football search.
So,
this thing has gotten ugly.
So George pointed this out to me, and I think he was 100% right. I'm a little woke on this because, don't get me wrong, I love all the jokes that are getting fired out at the Knicks' expense. But George had pointed out Bobby Marks was on Jason and John yesterday. And Bobby, in a diplomatic way, suggested this might happen more than you think. And the interpretation I got was, listen, a lot of teams call and see if they can talk to coaches that have jobs. And they get denied. It just doesn't get reported. So the implication to me was every team seems to be either pissed at the Knicks or hates James Dolan. every call. But this, Bobby was implying that this practice happens more than gets reported.
Well, I can buy that, but it doesn't change the fact that
they
fired Tom Thibodeau with no clear direction of where they were going to go, and now they are literally trying to hire fired coaches who have
my new favorite theory. I love this one. So James Dolan is the primary person behind the Sphere in Vegas.
And is this Connor's theory?
Well, this was going around, I think, on Reddit. That Dolan has been so hyper-focused on getting the Sphere up and running and then getting all the bands and getting all the shows. Well, now it's kind of running itself where, all the big acts, they can't wait to go do a show. Like, Kenny Chesney just did a run at the Sphere. Like, all the acts want to do a run at the Sphere, and so it's kind of running itself. Because of that, Dolan's now he's lost his distraction, and so now he's meddling back with the Knicks. I'm all in on that one.
I love that theory.
Apparently, Dolan conducted the exit interviews with the players.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, it really is like he just woke up and decided to be involved.
Correct.
All right. That's
well, it's like he woke up and he saw the Knicks were in the playoffs.
Yeah, and doing really well as a franchise.
Correct.
Doing better than they had at any point in the 21st century. Yeah, I should choose this time to meddle. It makes a lot of sense. But, man, if you're down to Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins, what about Mike Budenholzer and Michael Malone, man? Have they kicked the tires on those guys? Because to me, those guys are better coaches than, Taylor was fine. Mike Brown was fine. But Budenholzer and Malone actually have NBA titles in the very recent past. I feel like those would be far better candidates
for that job. I think it's unclear to me also. Most people are doing the assumption of if the Knicks wanted Malone, they would have hired Malone. I can also see a spin zone from Malone where, hey, man, if I'm really only going to get one more real crack at it, is that the one that I want? I can see where he's a little bit.
What are you waiting for that's going to be better than that?
I think they all do the math of hey, man, let me see where the land. If this offseason is as nutty as it's getting previewed, let me see what the lay of the land is. We know someone's going to get fired here in 6 months, so let me see what the lay of the land is, and I'll pick the best job there. I also think it's possible Malone is too similar to Thibodeau, and so if you've just had Thibodeau, do you really want Malone? I can see where that's a problem for the Knicks. And then with Budenholzer, I think momentum's kind of working against him, right? You win the title with the Bucks. But then you turn around, you get beat as a one seed. Then you go to Phoenix, you get fired from Phoenix in a year. And I'm not saying
that's an example of
correct. I'm not saying
at the wrong job. I mean, I don't know that that's an indictment on him as a coach.
No, I'm with you on that. I also wonder, like, are they too expensive?
Well, I think Malone would be good on TV. Like, I really liked what he's done on TV.
Like, I would imagine Budenholzer and Malone are more expensive than Mike Brown and Taylor.
You're the New York Knicks, though. Why are you trying to cut pennies on a coaching hire?
What are, I think they owe
they still owe, they owe Thibodeau $30 million.
So they owe him $30.
It just feels like they should have thought through this before they fired him. Like, they should have had
Dolan.
A short list. You know,
that's
you
why
do your
that's
homework.
Why most people are actually under the assumption this is a Dolan operation.
Yeah,
he doesn't think much through.
So here's my thing. I think Taylor's a good coach. I just don't love the fit of Taylor in New York. Now, with that being said, do I think he probably would present himself in New York differently? Because I'm convinced, and you can tell me if you agree or not. I think if you saw Taylor Jenkins with his high school buddies, I think Taylor has a personality. And I think he's probably a somewhat affable guy. But I think Taylor presented himself the exact way the Grizzlies wanted him to present himself. Word salad, not really giving any information, keep it tight to the vest, and like buzzwordy football coach in a basketball coach's body to the extreme.
Yes.
I don't know if he would have to do that in New York, but like I just see that type of thing getting that character would get eaten alive.
I think in New York, especially with the current regime and what we've seen from them, even with Tibbs, where Tibbs, we already knew what his personality was. When was the last time we heard anything publicly actually said in a press conference setting from either James Dolan or Leon Rose?
The first time will be the next time? In a public setting?
Yep.
Like the first time will be the next time. Or the next time will be the first time. They always do press releases.
Would they not want then their coach to run a lot of PR type stuff?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I think...
Or would he have to then compensate for...
My deal is, like, you can get away with that in Memphis.
Yeah, maybe not as much.
Like, we're not...
Media market.
Like, and I'm not criticizing anyone that covers the team.
No, no, no.
As the home of Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network, we are one of the softer markets in terms of covering a team. And
true,
the New York Knicks would not be treated the equivalent.
Yeah, I mean they're going to come at you with pitchforks after every mistake, coaching mistake you make in the last 2 minutes, after every questionable call that you don't challenge. You're just going to get pushed a lot more in those settings. I actually think Taylor has the temperament to handle a lot of that though, because
I worry more about the buzzy, like the buzzword stuff.
You just think they're going to rake him over the coals and just sort of like make him
literally he'll just be like a cartoon character.
Yeah, right. I could see that. I also just don't know if he really fits the personality of like who they have on the roster right now. I think he was a decent fit for a while in Memphis because it was a younger, more malleable group that didn't really have the cachet to stand up to him or to suggest that there might be alternatives. Whereas you've got a veteran group in New York right now coming off an Eastern Conference Finals, you know, an MVP candidate type of player leading the charge in Jalen Brunson and a pretty qualified nucleus around him. And these guys, I feel like, should have as much of a say in the head coaching hire as James Dolan does because they've earned that right. And, I can see why maybe the playing these guys 40 minutes a night under Tibbs, like why they don't want to do that anymore.
We've got here's the polar opposite.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, out of the high Isolo,
you complain about not playing your bench and you're playing your stars too many minutes.
Yeah.
Taylor Jenkins. It's why, though, I do actually think I probably told you this. I had talked myself into if the Grizzlies are going to make a change, I was cool with Mike Brown. I think Mike Brown, he's basketball Buck Showalter. Like, I think it's kind of like in this situation, like, does it get you to the mountaintop? Does he build like the sustainable culture forever? No, but if you're talking about like needing to just kind of shake it up and get the most out of guys for a season, I kind of think that's what he's good at.
Yeah, it could be a stabilizing force.
Just like it's a new voice. You mix it up. He's, I can just see where that works for a little bit.
Yeah, at this point though, like if you're the Knicks, how do you really feel like you've upgraded if you end up with Mike Brown or if you end up with Taylor Jenkins? I mean, because you don't make a coaching change to downgrade. You make a coaching change to upgrade. And when you fire Tom Thibodeau, the assumption is you're the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
You got this great talent in place. All right. We're going to upgrade.
Well, it's kind of why
they're not upgrading. I mean, unless I don't even know. Like who do you turn to at this point that you look at and say, well, there we go. That now it makes sense. They've upgraded. Steve Kerr, you think he's coming?
I mean, I guess I would say I don't have Kerr. I don't have the Kerr gene like everyone else. Like I think Spoelstra's a better coach than Spur than Kerr.
I mean, it'd have to be something like that.
But I think that's really I also think if that's like because we got to take a break. I also wonder that to your question of like why would some coaches be saying no? If you know, hey, this team just got to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in forever and it wasn't good enough, like and that basically means like what the only way I can do a better job is if I get to the finals and I'm going to have to like I don't know. I could see where they're like I'm cool. I'm going to say no. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Jason Smith next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company. 92.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
FM, ESPN. Jason Smith is the co-host of the Jason and John Show weekdays right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at JasonSmith929. Jason, I wanted to go back to something that you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago when you were on the program and see if we've gotten any clarification. And I don't even know if it's a subject that, you know, if you do or do not know, but I saw it's been going around a little bit on the internet in that when Mike Miller went on Pardon My Take and he was asked about his client list, he did not mention Ja Morant. And you had mentioned, was that an oversight? Because it wasn't like... If you listen to the interview, it wasn't like you could have talked yourself into an oversight, but it's also one of those ones where if you take a step back, it's like that seems like a pretty significant oversight. And then also internet sleuthing, people are now noticing on Mike's agency's webpage, Ja's no longer listed as a client. Do we know if that's, I would think it seems to me most people believe he was on there and now he's no longer that. Do we know anything else?
He was on there even after, even long, I would say weeks after I pointed it out on Twitter, that Mike didn't mention Ja. He was still on the website. I want to say, Jeffrey, up until, because your boy been checking.
Yeah.
And good, look at you paying close attention to things that are big stories, perhaps, but haven't been talked about. He'd remained on the site for a while. And frankly, if you look at his site, you know, one of those services, I think Building Brands, it had his picture still with the Nike brand right there on it. And so while it might have featured Banchero to start on the site, there still were spots where Ja was listed and listed prominently. That changed at some point this week. I can't tell you what day it was, but I noticed it yesterday. It was pointed out to me yesterday. And if you look, it's not just that. I think on Instagram, they're no longer following him. Now, I think on Twitter, I'm not talking about Mike. I'm talking about Liz.
Yeah, yeah.
But just, you know, along those lines, the other internet sleuths have done the work as well. And so, yes, Jeffrey, there's been a change since we first talked about this where, yeah, it was odd. It was peculiar, as I said in the tweet, to say the least, that they'd asked him about his basketball clients. Well, he lists Banchero. He doesn't list Ja as the first or second one. You figured he's going to be first, at the very least second. You start getting into Jabari Smith and those guys. You can bring up the point, well, he didn't list Kyler Murray either. Well, Kyler Murray's a football client.
Correct.
This was a conversation about his basketball client. So it was odd then. This was on the same weekend, Jeffrey, that your guy was releasing his a new edition of his signature shoe with Nike. And Mike did not mention him. This was during it was right after a Denver. Wasn't it Denver and the Clippers? I guess it was a Denver
that
Clippers.
That sounds right.
Might have been the series before. It feels like I guess it was Denver Clippers. Either way. Odd, and now here we are where Ja's not been scrubbed from the site. It looks like on Instagram there have been unfollows. I mean, yeah, I mean, what are we talking about here? And so this was I went back. Pretty sure Woj last year in 2024 was the guy that wrote the story that, you know, Ja Morant was not just changing agents. I think we knew for a minute he was out there and had moved on from Tanner, who I want to tell you is at North Carolina now.
Yes.
Raising money for them.
So right? He's now there. They're I don't know if it's
money
they're calling
man.
It. I don't know if they're calling it the GM or president, but he's that. Yeah. And
the
then, but
of that $14 million they got. Yep. He's running the money or the GM, whatever it is. But point being, Ja moved on from him. It was Woj that wrote the story that Ja. I think initially that Ja was joining forces with Mike Miller, and here we are now, having gone on. How many weeks has it been even since we had the tweet? But who knows how, you know where. You know, wherever this fallout began or whatever's going on here, I don't know that we have an official word on it yet. It certainly looks like Ja's moved on or Mike's moved on, or I should say Lyft has moved on. But it hasn't become mainstream news yet. Back to my point, it was mainstream news last summer when this happened. Right now, you know, even here in Memphis locally, Mike has a Memphis presence. What are we talking about here? I mean, he's based out of Memphis, even though he's obviously hugely national, even more so now because of his – because of Lyft, because of his agency. But then you've got Ja too. And so it wasn't just a big local story last year. It was a big national story. And now it's like this is sitting there staring everybody in the face and nobody's touching it. So good on you. Good question. I think, again, we'll see more here now that it looks like it's official that Lyft has sort of separated itself.
Yeah,
because that was not the case up until this week. They could have still said, hey, we're working. You know, hey, we're working. No, he's still a client. We have no, you know, what are we talking about? He's still on our web, on our site. Well, now he's no longer listed among the clients. And so you ask yourself, okay, well, when is this going to kind of hit the mainstream? There you go.
And to your point, I also, on the building the brand, I see Paolo and Oakley's.
Yep, they switched up.
Yeah. So I don't.
That used to be a picture of Ja flying through the air on one of his Nike, signature shoe shots. And they switched that photo.
George is telling me that on Spotrack or Sportrack, I don't know, I've never heard anyone says it, that it's listing Jim Tanner again, but I don't know if it ever switched to Mike Miller.
Yeah, who knows if they switched.
Yeah.
Can Jim Tanner still, you know, who knows what that
is? I don't, yeah, I mean, that's the other, it was unclear when he got
Tanner's
the North,
still
yeah.
doing it at all, right, now well, that he's doing the North Carolina job, I don't know.
And it's like one of those things where it's like, he may not, I find it hard to believe that Jim Tanner's going to let his business.
I mean, if you check, I mean, up until, and I would say there are probably still some as recently as this week that have Ja, and believe me, I was checking that Ja still listed under Mike, you know, I mean, that haven't updated yet. Because, again, folks are waiting on Shams, I guess, would be the person now that would be if Woj wrote this last summer, was the person that, again, broke this story. Well, if it's not going to be written locally, you're looking for a guy like Shams. He would be the equivalent now to write this. And I guess until that happens or until he starts, you know, until he even takes a look at it, maybe to him this is not news. To Woj, it was last year. Again, not just a local story. Mike was big. Mike got Paolo, the number one pick. Mike had Ja Morant, who's got a signature shoe. What are we talking about here? The lift had taken off. They've got several other clients, including Kyler Murray, you know, who on the football side is coming off a great year last year. Now, again, you know, it all looks factual. It all looks like there's been a break, even though Ja hasn't responded. And yet, I don't know that anyone has gone directly to Mike and asked him directly about Ja, or that anyone's gone directly to Ja in his camp and asked him directly about Mike. I don't think we're there yet. But now, again, that this separation seems to be more evident and obvious, I think those questions will at some point be asked, yes, to those parties.
Well, it makes things kind of awkward, too, if Ja and Mike Miller have indeed split between Ja and Murray, because Mike's brother is now the head coach at Murray State. That's sort of a subplot to all of this that is a little bit unpleasant.
Well, you're on it, Cobb. I would say you'd think that Mike's brother, Mike's people, Ernie Kuiper's there too, I think, is their money guy, right? Mike's folks, who T's cool with, what are we talking about? We were all one big family a little while ago. You'd think that his people being in Murray State, right? Ja would love that, right? This would actually play to the bond that the two have. But it's interesting you bring that up, because I think it's documented, I think it was reported, that Ja was, whether it was tweeting or posting about a different candidate for that job, I believe an assistant that had either been there when he was or whatever else. And so now I think you might be hitting on something in terms of why we might be here. Because, again, you'd think on the surface, Ja's going to love that Ryan Miller, right? Mike's brother is there at Murray State. Ryan Miller's number one. That ain't just I'm doing my brother. Ryan Miller's paid some dues. A lot of people have thought for a long time he should have already been a head coach, you know, and maybe, you know, that's the thing here. Ryan Miller's a good coach, and a lot of people got high expectations. Ernie's about that business. Like, Murray State's in a good spot with those. So you'd think Ja'd be super cool, right? Well, again, go look, and I don't have the gentleman's name in front of me, but if I'm not mistaken, Ja kind of said, because it was out there, who his guy was. Well, I don't think his guy was Ryan Miller. And so
it was probably Shane Nichols who recruited him.
Might have been. Might have been. You know better. And so back to it, I don't know that we're connecting dots here. We can't say this all for sure yet because we haven't asked the parties involved directly. But I think what you're putting down, Jeffrey, I think is somewhere clearly. I've been for a while and wondering myself. And we got, I think, more confirmation of a separation by the what's clear and obvious in front of us all. He ain't on that website anymore. He's not listed as one of their clients. You're going to list Ja Morant, the one guy you got that's got his own signature shoe. What are we talking about? So you tell me.
I think the other thing that's interesting is, like, now, like, I guess, right, it feels like the only thing you're either going to do is, like, you're either going to Clutch, you're like, you're starting your own agency, right?
Well, here's the deal. Ja is eligible. We just talked about this with Drew today. Bobby Marks was talking about Ja's eligible for a contract extension. There's a place for some money to be made. And so
well, and Harrington pointed out, like, I honestly didn't think about it, but Harrington pointed out, you know, it could be one of those things where giving Ja an extension, you can finagle the numbers enough to where maybe that could, like, open up some space to do other things. So, like, it's entirely possible that, like, both sides want to get something done.
Well, it's attractive in that sense that he's eligible for contract extension, number one. But it's also, you see that Nike has sort of, you saw it with the release of the real quick, the release of the Kool-Aid shoes. Nike on the back of those things, they sort of laid into controversy occasionally. And you saw the pop that was there for these shoes. But what it told you is that even through this stuff with the, you know, the gun decisions off the floor, but then more importantly, you know, the back and forth with the NBA, he's continued to keep his box office, this potential with his brand that I would think if you are an agent that continues to keep him incredibly attractive, although you would think now, okay, this is possibly two agents he's gone through. Now, again, the Tanner situation, maybe with Tanner, you know, he was getting out. I have no idea. But he clearly decided to move on. But my point, okay, if you're the other, well, he's been through two agents already. But it's Ja Morant. He's still box office. He's still selling out shoes. Nike's still in love with him, it appears, and willing to kind of look past, you know, kind of lay into the previous, sort of controversy and use it as a strength in the brand. So it makes him incredibly attractive still. And just like, any team that's got him, you're hoping that he can break out and become this world star because it still feels like he's got that potential. So back to the agent thing, yeah. I mean, if Ja Morant's a free agent, like it looks like he is right now, I'm sure he's got everybody coming at him, whether that's clutch or not. He probably doesn't have to call them, Jeffrey. I'm sure they're, you know, if they haven't confirmed this already. And my gosh, I'm telling you, I mean, bells had to be going off when Mike Miller doesn't list him weeks ago. You know, if they're not on this already, I imagine, you know, Josh probably got a list or already doing these meetings or very close to signing already with his next agent if all this looks the way that it certainly seems to look to you.
I would say certainly looks the way that it smells.
Yes, 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 yes.
Jason, we really appreciate it, my man.
Take care, brother.
That is Jason Smith of the Jason and John Show. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, Cobb. The truth is, I don't know what the story is on this one, but for today's Don't Tell The Story, Tell Your Story, have you been following along with the Team USA soccer drama, the men's national team?
Oh, they just got demolished in Nashville by the Swiss the other night.
Correct, and there's been a lot of blame placed that our best guys are not playing. Pulisic's not playing. And then also, Landon Donovan was hypercritical of Pulisic not playing. Well, Christian today on a podcast, I believe on the Glotzo podcast, said, quote, I did want to be a part of at least the two friendlies, but they said no. I had to make the best decision for myself and in the long run and for my team. So now we got a war of words. Hey, tell you what, man, we're building up a lot of excitement for that World Cup team next year.
Man, wow. Like, you get a chance to host it on your soil, and yep, this is how you're going into it. I mean, at this point, I feel like getting out of the group stage would be a big win.
I don't even know, like, who's going over there. I mean, I guess here, whatever.
Yeah, well, also, he contradicted himself in that statement. He said, I had to make the best decision for me, but they didn't want me to play. So which one was it? Did you choose not to play or did they tell you not to?
So I think the clarification was he's claiming he offered to play the last two friendlies but not do the stuff before it.
It's after.
It's
the selection is for whenever they do a selection for a team, it's for a set period of time. So he would have had to play the two friendlies plus the Gold Cup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, so he's saying he didn't want to play the Gold Cup.
Bingo. But he wanted to still do the friendlies.
Okay, so it is Don't Tell The Story, Tell Your Story. I love it. I'll play those two friendlies that are in America. Respect. Oh, all right, man. Happy first Father's Day. Enjoy it.
Hey, same to you, my friend. Or second Father's Day.
Second
for you.
Father's Day. Second of hopefully more than three. Want to thank Cobb for being with us, Eric and Jason as well. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Cobb, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.